And that was the perfect introduction.
Thank you.
Brief as possible. Thank you all for being here. You all get a gold star for being at the last session of the meeting. I'm going to be talking about self-rated health and depression today, and we've undertaken a rather unique linkage with two data sets to try to address this particular topic. So we sought to evaluate self-rated health and depression status in green-collar workers relative to other worker groups, and also to investigate job demand control characteristics as mediators of the relationship between green-collar work and health outcomes. And this is all in an effort to demonstrate the utility and value of linking health data with the ONET database, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. So green-collar jobs involve protecting wildlife or ecosystems, reducing pollution and waste, and or reducing energy usage and lowering carbon emissions. This is an emerging component of the U.S. workforce. These jobs can be found in all sectors of the workforce and span many industries. And at present, there's really little information on the health-related characteristics of these occupations, and specific to green-collar workers. So we use two data sources. The first is the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which is an annual cross-sectional population-based survey of the United States. This is one of our major surveillance instruments for monitoring the health of the nation, and it's been fielded annually since 1957 by the National Center for Health Statistics. ONET is a publicly available web-based database which is sponsored by the Department of Labor. And this database includes information on all occupations currently within the United States. And what ONET does is periodically survey workers employed in these specific occupations, and we'll rate the occupation on a number of characteristics, looking at specific occupational exposures, both physical and psychological exposures. And they do this for all of the occupations in the United States. So it's a very, very valuable resource for us in occupational health. So what we sought to do was to link the NHIS with the ONET, and we did this using the 2004 to 2012 participants, and we used these occupational codes, which were available in both data sets, to perform this linkage. Now, one of the challenges that we encountered when we did this is that the detail codes in ONET are much more detailed than they are in the NHIS. So we had some dropout. We were unable to accurately match about 28% of our samples. So they've been removed from this analysis, and we basically have a group of identified green-collar workers and non-green-collar workers. And then the NHIS, of course, is providing us with a wealth of information about individual-level socio-demographic characteristics, as well as health status. And these linkages and resulting analyses had to be performed at the Secure Research Data Center, which is sponsored by the National Center for Health Statistics, because we were requesting access to those detailed occupational codes within the NHIS. So we basically had two groups in our analysis: green-collar workers, either a green job or a non-green job, again, based on the ONET classification system. And as I said earlier, each occupation has a series of exposure characteristics attached to it, and we were able to classify workers based on the job demand control model that CARESAC proposed many, many years ago. And in this model, you basically classify workers into four categories: a strain, active, passive, and low strain jobs. And the ones that are on the right here, the active and the low strain jobs, are the ones that we all would like to be employed in. because they have more favorable psychological characteristics with respect to how demanding the job is and how much control you have over your job. The group in the upper left-hand corner is that's the category you really don't want to be in. That's the folks who have high psychological demands but low job control. So an example of an occupation that would fall into this category would be like a waiter or a waitress, because they have to really balance a lot of timing issues. They don't have control over their workflow. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's insane. And then another adverse category here is this passive category, and that's characterized by low psychological demand and low job control. And an example of this type of occupation would be a security guard working the midnight shift. Very, very monotonous, boring job, and that individual has no control over the aspects of the work environment. Our two health outcomes that we looked at were self-rated health. How would you rate your health in general? Is it excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor? And we ordered this and coded in such a way that better health had higher values. Depression was measured with was represented using a latent variable and structural equation modeling. And we had four items from the Kessler psychological distress scale that loaded on this latent depression indicator. And then, as you can see, we've got a number of control variables that we included in our models. As I said, we use generalized structural equation modeling to estimate our regression equations. We had logit regressions for categorical and ordered outcomes, and linear regression for continuous. We also tested for mediation, which was the product of coefficients, and we adjusted our analyses for the complex sample design of the National Health Interview Survey. So this is an example of a model that we did in using structural equation modeling. So we have a number of covariates that we're adjusting for. We have this latent variable that is measured by four indicators from the Kessler K6. And then we have whether or not you're employed in a green-collar job and whether or not that particular job that you're employed in was a high-strain job. So here's some of our results. I'm only showing you the ones that are quite different. At the bottom here are in black are the outcome indicators. And if you look at the two columns here, we're not seeing a lot of differences in the aggregate with respect to self-rated health levels or the depression items below. But there are some differences above. Males tend to are overrepresented in green-collar workforce. They are less likely to be employed in a passive job. But on the other hand, they're more likely to be employed in the high-strain job, that category that you really don't want to find yourself in. So here's an example of some of our results. We looked at these things a number of ways. We're modeling the probability of depression here. Going from green to passive, you can see that green-collar employment in a green-collar industry was you had a lower odds of being employed in or having a job that had these passive characteristics. And when we put all this modeling together, we're getting some very, very significant but very, very small effects on the effect of looking at both the direct pathway here for green collar to depression, and then below you can see the indirect pathway here. These are very, very small standardized coefficients. Now here we're looking at, again, the probability of being green versus non-green and being in one of these passive type jobs. Again, there's a lower association with that for green collar and a small significant indirect effect when you multiply out the pathways here going from green collar to passive to self-rated health. And in this case, we're modeling the odds ratios as opposed to the linear regressions. And then finally, our last model I'll show you today is looking at, now we're looking at specifically modeling being in this high strain job, the job that you don't, the characteristics that you don't want to have in the workplace. And you can see we've got these are odds ratios, a very strong association between green collar and being in one of these high strain jobs. But the effects in both directions, the direct effect and the multiplied indirect, are relatively small effects. So we're talking about just a 5% change in the unit for self-rated health. So to wrap up, we believe that the ONET is a valuable resource for characterizing the green collar workforce. We have identified that these occupations are more active in nature and have higher strain on average. We found that green collar workers are not markedly different from workers and non-green workers in terms of both self-rated health and depression. And one of the challenges I think we're facing here is that the linkage with occupational level assessment as opposed to an individual level assessment with respect to job demand control probably is limiting our ability to predict health outcomes. And so other health outcomes need to be explored to determine if ONET can be used effectively as a means to augment exposure status in these large population-based health surveys like the NHIS. Thank you.